WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Philadelphia, let's get it going. It is indeed Kale and Company live here on this Tuesday, December the 6th, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're always streaming live on the Odyssey app as we hang out for the next 4 hours. Taking you up until 10 o'clock this morning, 855-839-1210 is the phone number. You can be a part of the show, as many of you are on a daily basis, at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L, the radio station at 1210 WPHT. And you can always get us on Instagram as well at 1210 WPHT. Dawn Stensland with the news. Greg Stocker, the boss man. He's the chairman of the board. Anthony DiRenzo, our associate producer.
Stay woke!
Who was that? Was that Whoopster?
No, it was Maxine Waters.
Oh.
Stay woke!
We will not.
Bring back the memories.
But we are awake. Major difference between awake and being woke. On many fronts. How's everybody doing on this Tuesday? Not as cold as it was yesterday. We're north of freezing this morning.
Yeah, that's true. Yesterday it was, what, 27 degrees, 28 degrees at this time? Now it's 42. The rain has not yet begun.
I wanted to crawl up into the fetal position yesterday when I got into my car.
So cold, right?
What am I doing with my life?
Then if you leave the blower on the night before.
Uh-huh.
And then that cold air just
shoots
in your face.
Yes.
In the wee hours of the morning.
Do you guys start your car before you get in it? Like, do you,
as in automatic starter, or go out and,
or just, yeah, either one?
No.
I do not.
Yeah, neither do I.
I might start contemplating that.
No, we don't do that because it's bad for the environment.
That's no, we don't do that. Listen, Dawn. Listen,
Dawn.
Stay
woke!
I'm just messing with you.
Then we're going to have climate change issues, and then we're going to have people talking to their kids at the breakfast table at 7 years old, talking about dreams and nightmares they had in the middle of the night.
Oh, my goodness.
I made a purchase, though, yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of the weather, I went and bought an ice scraper at the local gas station.
Wait, this is... Wow, you're big splurger you are.
Yeah, it's also all of $6.99.
Well, that's expensive.
Because I realized once I got back up to Tennessee that I didn't have an ice scraper with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're entering that season. So I said, I can't use my golf cleat on my windshield anymore in the morning.
Your golf cleat.
I would take my golf cleat out of the trunk the first couple of days I was here when it was really cold. Like, this is not efficient.
No.
And I'm going to have to buy new shoes. Anyway, so much to get to here on this Tuesday morning. We're glad to have everybody aboard here on this December the 6th. We will get into some Biden stuff in a little bit. Also, some bizarre stories in the world of COVID and a huge Georgia runoff for the Senate. What's at stake and why it's Raphael Warnock's to lose? We'll get to that as we move along throughout the show this morning. And also the Philadelphia Phillies making a huge splash.
Wow.
If you care to throw around like $300 million.
Oh, man.
Good life if you can get it.
They really want to win the World Series.
And I think they might.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, we're going back and we're going to finish the job this time. As Dawn would say, we're going to get her done.
Get her done.
All right. So we'll get to all of that. A big take on the media is on the way. But before we get to all of those things, 6:06 here on a Tuesday morning, we say good morning to Dawn Stensland with the news.
And good morning. This December 6th, we are sponsored by Joseph Anthony Retreats, Spa and Salon. 42 degrees right now. I will tell you when the rain will begin. State police searching for an armed and dangerous suspect accused of a violent crime spree across the Philadelphia suburbs. You may recall yesterday about this time, or maybe the 7 o'clock hour, I told you about a breaking news story in which there was a home invasion, and this was in media in our area in the suburbs. Well, now we know more details, and this is what we're talking about. This suspect, Austin, is accused of breaking into a home early yesterday morning. A man and a woman, a couple, live there on Franklin Boulevard. This is Middletown Township, Delaware County, in Median, a brand new condo complex. We don't know much about the couple. Neighbors say they're very sweet people. They just got a puppy. It does not look like they knew each other. So we're told that he fled after shooting a man in the residence. So we don't know there if indeed they were strangers or if this was some kind of an attempted robbery or burglary. But in any event, we know that one of those victims remains hospitalized after that shooting. The crime spree then continued as this guy went to the Exxon station, according to police, in West Goshen Township. This is Chester County. And then he was captured on video, according to police, approaching that clerk, demanding money. Again, this is all early yesterday morning. No shots fired in that one. And then this guy keeps on driving, according to police, a 2020 Chevy Malibu. That was caught on security video as well. So they've tracked it through a lot of different surveillance video. But they say, detectives say, the third stop was at a mini market on Ogontz Avenue back in Philadelphia. That's where Austin is accused of pulling a gun on the store clerk there. But the clerk had his own gun, legal license to carry, open fire. So nobody was shot apparently in that one. But investigators say that the suspect ran, abandoning the stolen vehicle, because this was a stolen vehicle all along, they say, which was then impounded by Philadelphia police. So in any event, they're searching for this guy. It looks like we've been able to track that he's been in and out of the criminal justice system since about 2018. So not a stranger to law enforcement, considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information is urged to call Pennsylvania State Police Media Barracks. Do not confront this suspect. Okay, we have today in Philadelphia, the director of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, one Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is here in Philadelphia for the Bloomberg American Health Summit in Center City. And Walensky, yes, encouraging all of you, all of us, to be proactive. Take preventive measures, mask up, America, reminding you to wear a mask, even indoors. Yes, because of respiratory illnesses, the surge in all of the respiratory illnesses, flu, even though the flu shot is better this year, and RSV, we know, has been striking kids and is, you know, in our pediatric units, which are full to the brim here and across the nation. Just a reminder that today, Tuesday, Election Day in Georgia, where the next U.S. senator will be either the incumbent or a former NFL player, both men African-American, and it really pits the black church's legacy, many say, of social justice against the white conservative evangelical vote. This is Warnock versus Herschel Walker, and of course, decides the fate of the United States Senate. Will it be 49-51? Will it be 50-50? What's going to happen there? Obviously, either way you look at it, Kamala Harris, the VP, and her Venn diagram have the deciding vote right now. Sorry, I couldn't help the Venn diagram. It is 6:10 in the morning.
Did I slip in there? But
yes,
you don't.
Sorry. All right, so we are sponsored by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Yeah, Joseph Anthony. Oh, the secrets of finishing your holiday shopping. Three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, Center City, at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online, josephanthony.com. Gift cards are available, josephanthony.com. Sixers, losers against the Rockets, double OT, Flyers win, and we should say, the T-Mobile Weather Center forecast says within the next hour to 90 minutes, that rain begins. T-Mobile Weather Center says it's a rainy day, 90% of rain, but it's not raw and rainy. It'll be warm and wet. So in other words, rain throughout the day, 56 degrees today, nearly 60 degrees tomorrow with that rain tapering off in the morning. This is Kale and Company News Live.
Dawn with the news. Thank you very much.
That was a lot. I know.
Dawn. No, sorry. I was just talking to Daniel. All right. Well, I got a lot to do on the show today. 6:12 on this Tuesday. Let's get to a big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the big take today brought to you by Wawa. It's that time of year again. Free Coffee Tuesday for Wawa Rewards members are back. Every Tuesday, Wawa Rewards members get any size hot coffee or handcrafted iced coffee for free because you gotta have a Wawa. So the big take today, From watchdog to lapdog, the death of legacy media. You know, there was once a time when the media was feared, right? Real journalists with a sole mission of fact-finding, breaking news, and giving the people the truth. See, the media and journalism is supposed to do what citizens don't have access to. As the tough, pertinent questions are needing to be asked, the media is supposed to ask those questions to those who they cover, for those who can't ask those questions, since those being asked are held accountable to their constituents, customers, and their fans. I once viewed it from a sports lens. Hey, it's an Eagles reporter. You're going to grill Andy Reid. Why did you call that play? You get the answer for the guy at home who's irate over what Big Red did or did not do. Nowadays, you know, you have some sports media. Oh, they're too busy being scooped by the national media, tweeting out pictures of the press box of their game day view, eating the baked ziti the team puts out buffet style, and offering softball questions. But when it comes to politics and news and the real things that matter in this life, it's an entirely different collapse. We now have a media that slants hard to the left. Let's face it, they put counter-agenda stories out there, and they put their slanted left-wing stories in a negative light on the back burner, or they'll just omit them entirely. Enter the Hunter Biden laptop story with the New York Post. This big take really isn't solely on the laptop story per se, but the overarching theme of the death of journalism. The New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, ABC, NBC, or CBS. They're all bought and paid for, and they're no longer true media reporters with journalistic integrity. Instead, they're a bunch of slappies that are controlled by the government and big tech. I was chatting with one of our buddies on the show, Athan Koutsourumbas from Real Clear Politics last week, and he made a couple of interesting points when we were having a conversation, and I wanted him to actually encapsulate and give a recap of what he was telling me in person. I asked him yesterday, I said, hey, I need you to record this for me. Tell me the story you were telling me last week. I want to play this for you. This is Athan Koutsourumbas, Real Clear Politics, Pennsylvania, who we've had on this show three or four times during election season, talking about where the media and journalism is today. Take a listen.
At one point in the not too distant past, Philadelphia alone had nearly a dozen newspapers. Each of those newspapers catered to a niche to survive. Some were conservative, some were liberal, some were ethnic. Point being, everybody felt their voice could be heard. That's exactly how the Founding Fathers wanted it. It was their secret sauce to protecting freedom. That changed in the late 1990s through media consolidation. That's when the mainstream media, as we know it, was created. The mainstream media eliminated dissent through the early part of this century. The decade from 9/11 until student loans were federalized in 2010 saw the largest congressional expansion of government since the New Deal. In 2010, which is when about half of Americans got on social media, the growth of government stopped because dissent was restored. But now we're stuck, and we've been stuck ever since. The left wants to finish the business of the Bush-Obama years, while the right wants to undo it all. There is no middle ground.
That's Athan Koutsourumbas from Real Clear Politics, Pennsylvania. The media now basically spits in the face of what America was founded on. Heck, it took until Sunday, December the 4th, for the New York Times to even acknowledge the Elon Musk Twitter files from Friday night. Dawn pointed it out yesterday in a tweet that she sent out that linked the story to a guy from the New York Post, Michael Grinbaum, about how Elon Musk, Matt Taibbi, and a very modern media maelstrom. A release of internal documents from Twitter set off intense debates in the intersecting world of media, politics, and tech. And that's kind of where the New York Times took the conversation. They could have taken it in many other ways, yet they refused to do so. They'd rather just talk about how the media does or does not cover it. And speaking of covering it, I saw this graphic yesterday. Over the weekend, all of your legacy media outlets that left-wingers and Democrats love to watch like it is the be-all, end-all of fact and information. Over the course of the weekend, CBS, ABC, and NBC spent all of 0 minutes talking about it. It's a true story. 0 minutes. That's according to FNC tracking Friday through Sunday. MSNBC was able to carve out 3 minutes over the course of 48 hours of their weekend newscasts, and CNN was the leader of all of it with a whopping 10 minutes. The days of getting real information from your trusted sources, completely over. That's why the government and big tech, they don't want free speech on social media. Because actually, you know what? The truth is out there, and it can be found, and it can be shared. And content moderators nowadays are absolutely the enemy. They're also the establishment's new BFF. From watchdog to lapdog, that is the death of legacy media, and that is the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, it's the Big Take here on a Tuesday. If you guys have thoughts, want to jump in, 855-839-1210. The phone number, 855-839-1210. You can get involved on social media, the radio station at 1210 WPHT. I'm at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. We'll come back. We'll get some calls. Also, a crazy story in the world of Philadelphia as far as local business owners that we have to touch on. I just came across this probably about 25 minutes ago. It's Kale and Company. Stay there.
You don't have to go through yet another year, or another day for that matter, with all that pain, maybe in your knees, your back. You know, people with chronic joint pain are getting lasting relief from QC Kinetics. Yeah, QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in advanced regenerative medicine, and all their unique protocols use healing agents from your own body to target those aching joints, repairing and restoring damaged tissue. So you can move again. No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. Maybe you have shoulder pain, excruciating hip pain. If you have any arthritis pain or lingering pain from a past injury, before you go to the ultimate of maybe letting them operate on you, or you try more steroids, the shots already are not working for you, you want to say no to pain pills, why not just call QC Kinetics first? And check them out. Go for that free consultation. See if their life-changing, all-natural treatments can get you living your best life in the new year. I'm telling you, people are raving about QC Kinetics and these breakthrough treatments. This truly is the future of joint pain management. Some appointments are still available, I'm told, for as early as next week. So do this for you. Call QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000, 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics, just call them for a free consultation, 215-999-3000. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
624 as we welcome everybody back into Kale and Company here on this Tuesday. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Nick, Greg, Dawn, Anthony, Daniel hanging out with you till 10 o'clock. 855-839-1210 is the phone number. You can get involved on social media at Nick Kale at 1210 WPHT. Yeah, I was blown away as I saw, you know, it's amazing too, because you can sit here and, you know, some people will sit there and say, well, I'm sure they talked about it over the weekend. Yeah, you're just overreacting. But, you know, there's media companies out there that track, you know, what exactly is discussed on these media platforms, which is why I wanted to go with the big take this morning on kind of the death of legacy media, because it's just inexcusable, as I said in the big take, that CBS, ABC, and NBC could basically omit the story the entire weekend in regards to Hunter Biden, the laptop, and the Twitter files from Elon Musk. And yet then you have your bigger networks like MSNBC and CNN, who spent a combined 13 minutes over the course of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday discussing that story. Like, we talked about it yesterday, the fallout, the reaction, and I think, Dawn, you had even said something in your What's on Tap for the Dawn show yesterday that you were going to kind of get into some of the way the media has covered or not covered this story. Is that correct?
Yeah, I always keep hope alive, but I'm so disappointed that, it's just incredible to me that they really, if they've covered it, they've only covered it, as you mentioned, Nick, earlier, they've covered it as covering the coverage, mm-hmm. such as the New York Times.
Right, which is a passive-aggressive way to do it.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so it's disappointing to me. Just go where the story is. Cover the story. It doesn't mean that you're validating it. You're just covering it. I mean, we cover all kinds of stories. We cover crime. Mm-hmm. We're not validating a criminal. We're simply covering what's happening and what's in front of our faces.
Yeah.
And so to ignore it, you know, you think about that, really, the ego involved, mm-hmm. the superiority, in other words, saying, well, we know, we at the New York Times, we look down at you plebs, you little people.
You little peons.
You know?
The peasants of society.
The peasants. We know better than you. You don't know what news is.
You don't have sources. So it's just, I mean, it's, you know, it's surprising, but then again, at the end of the day, it's not surprising with the way they operate. Speaking of surprising or not surprising or the way you might have to operate, I was just alerted to this right before the big take this morning from one of our listeners, JJ on Twitter, who sent me the tweet, and it comes from Jason Martinez from Fox 29 here in Philadelphia. We have the audio for you. It looks like some sort of home video. There's really not much for you to hear.
Actually, Anthony sent me something different. This is the Fox 29 report.
Oh, we have the full report?
Yeah, so this okay. is like a 90-second report. From Fox.
Okay, let me set this up for everybody. So if you don't know what we're talking about, and this was just from Jason Martinez's tweet, kind of a little preview as to what you'll hear here. A North Philadelphia business owner says he's had enough violent crime at his gas station, so he has now hired a few individuals to protect his customers and the store. You can follow Jason Martinez on Twitter at JasonFox29. And these look like armed SWAT guards. And he asks if, you know, whether or not this makes you feel safer or uncomfortable. Here's the audio.
Hired security strapped with AR-15s or shotguns, standing guard and walking the property of this North Philly gas station and convenience store.
This is supposed to be a city, right? And you got your kids walking around. Guns like this would be on the battlefield.
Corey Berry says she's on board with it.
If you're trying to get gas, you live in a bad area, and the only place is here, and they're getting robbed all the time, I mean, I support the owner.
Neil Patel is the manager of this Carco shop franchise at Broad and Clearfield.
We are tired from this all nonsense. Robbery, drug trafficking, racketing, all kind of hanging around your old gangs.
He shared with me these videos of what has led up to this drastic response to crime at his business. Over the past few weeks, he says his store was trashed by young people, an ATM stolen out of the store, and he says his car was vandalized while parked at the store.
They're forcing us to hire the security, high-level security, state level. I am fearful for my safety of my employee as well as my nice neighborhood. All customer.
So 3 weeks ago, he hired the Pennsylvania site state agents.
We wear Kevlar. We are trained. My guys go to training every other week. They're proficient with this. They're proficient with their taser. They know the laws.
Andre Boyer is the chief of the company.
As a Pennsylvania state agent, that's what it says. The law tells us that we have a right to protect this property in any means necessary. And whatever force necessary to be used to protect it.
This man told employees he's against it. I asked Patel about it.
They feel like using guns, you know, when we have such a big problem with guns in the city, is not the right message.
And that's not a right, I understand that, but according to some people, violent people, they carry the gun. Then they're not afraid of them, and this is the protection for neighborhood and the customers.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
This is where we are in the city of Philadelphia right now, where somebody that owns gas stations and convenience stores is basically so worried about his business and his customers that he is, and I'm assuming this is coming out of his pocket. He is paying to protect his business with basically, you know, the SWAT team.
What I love about this is this business owner, Neil Patel, I think he put out a news release. He's talking to all the stations. He's telling all of Philadelphia's criminals mm-hmm. who do watch the news. hey, dudes, I've got Pennsylvania state agents who are trained
right.
and heavily armed. And he's basically doing advertisement
mm-hmm.
saying, don't rob me.
Yeah. Find another location, because right? If you come here, you're going to get got.
Think about that.
Where are we that we have to do? Like, Philadelphia is a third world country. Philadelphia is a like we're Beirut.
Yes,
there's armed guards now when you go and get gas.
I know.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying this guy is ridiculous for doing it, because he has to do what he has to do.
Gotta do.
But it's ridiculous that we've gotten to this point.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Secret P00 chimes in. He says, if DA Larry Krasner isn't going to do his job, then it's time for people to take matters into their own hands. We deserve better than Krasner. Government wants people to be safe. Well, then do your job. That's from Secret P00 on Twitter.
And Mr. Patel owns 22 gas stations across the region.
Okay.
So you think about that, all 12. He says the crime, his business also went down because people were afraid
mm-hmm.
to go to his business.
Yeah.
So customers feel safe. He's not getting ripped off. I'm looking at when, I guess there was a big, one of the gas stations, there was an armed robbery on Easter Sunday.
Okay.
Last Easter, that was I think that was his turning point,
mm-hmm.
last straw.
Wow.
But imagine how much he's spending at 12 gas stations in Philadelphia. He
mm-hmm.
doesn't have to pay for the security, you know, at the 12 or whatever, 10 stations outside the city.
Can we get this in front of Kenny and Daniel Outlaw and Krasner and just say, hey, what's your comment on this?
Yeah. Like, what's your plan of action?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Are we just going to allow criminals to dictate the way businesses operate and cut into their profits?
It is effing ridiculous.
I mean, it's already bad enough financially out there in the business world with inflation and everything else going on. And now you've got this. Like, and imagine if you're like one of the criminals and you're walking down the street and you're going there and you've got your motive and you say, okay, I'm going to this spot in North Philadelphia. And as you pull up on the gas station parking lot and you see a couple of armed security guards with AR-15s, you're like, all right, I'm just going to keep walking. I'm going to go to plan B.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't the place to be trying to pull off a heist.
Yeah.
Yep.
But look at the lead story today. It's a guy who's been on the radar since 2018.
In West Goshen?
He's a Philadelphia man.
Yeah.
And the reason that he's in the news right now, and this is the tragic part, if you want to talk about equity. The reason he's in the news, he went out to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And allegedly, and committed a crime spree in Delaware County and Media, and then Chester County.
Right.
That's why he's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
He would not be the lead story with his, you know, face plastered all over if he had done that in Philadelphia. Because in Philadelphia, you know, I hate to say it, but it's almost like it's, like you said, Kenny and Krasner, it's tolerated.
Yep. No doubt about it. 855-839-1210. If you guys would like to jump in, if you've been to one of these places, what it was like seeing it. Now, do we, maybe I missed it, but he has 22 locations. Does he have these types of security at every location, or was this just the North Philadelphia location?
It sounds like out of the 22 gas stations, 12 of them are in Philadelphia, and the ones in Philadelphia in the higher crime areas,
okay.
He has these armed,
so it's at least
trained
multiple
guards.
Okay. Wow. Remarkable.
He says not only that, people go in because he's got like the mini mart thing, you
mm-hmm.
know, like a lot of, and they're shoplifting and selling drugs, and his ATM, you know, these ATM thefts.
Yeah,
the ATM, they just, you know, took the whole machine.
They took
out of
the
one
bar.
Of the,
right. Yeah.
They don't even they don't take the cash.
Well, it's like the story we gave you a couple of weeks ago with the McDonald's drive-thru robbery.
Yeah,
where they just ripped the whole cash register
the whole
out.
Thing.
Now I don't want your money. I want your register.
Where do we, it's Mad Max.
It's insane.
This is like Grand Theft Auto meets Call of Duty,
yes,
in real life.
Yeah, Escape from New York, Escape from Philadelphia.
Yes.
Get me the hell out of here.
I agree. I second that. 855-839-1210. Also on Twitter, 1210WPHT. Our buddy Mike Opelka says, don't worry, Philadelphia's economy is saved after 1210WPHT's Nick Kale breaks open the wallet and purchases, wait for it, an ice scraper. I agree with Greg Stocker. You likely overpaid.
$7 for an ice scraper is a little.
You know, it's inflation. What are you going to do? Blame Joe Biden. 855-839-1210. Speaking of the Bidens, we will come back and get into Hunter Biden's silence as he was pressed, kind of. Joe Biden, the 3-year anniversary of his Tough Guy Act and a victory for parents over Biden and the schools. those details as we wrap up the 6 o'clock hour next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Eagles are -6.5 on Sunday as they head up the turnpike to New York, New Jersey, actually, to take on the New York Football Giants. I would take the spread. I would take the money line. The over-under on this is 45.5. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, so I would go with the over for 45.5. Football season is on the rise, so now is the perfect time to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. All you have to do is sign up using my promo code Greg. I love the FanDuel app. It's all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Sign up right now with my promo code Greg for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL, and his official partner, 1210 WPHT, 21 and over, President PA. First online real money wager only. Refund issues, non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It is Kale and Company live here on this Tuesday. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Nick, Greg, Dawn, and Anthony hanging out with you. 855-839-1210. Is the phone number. You can always be a part of the show on social media. Newman Price checks in, one of our best tweeters on the show, and he says, I'd break out a store bonus card or a debit card before spending $7 on an ice scraper. Heck, I'd scratch at the ice like a drug-crazed kitten. Yeah, I'm going to pull out like my giant bonus card at 4:20 in the morning and spend 35 minutes scraping off my windshield.
Yeah.
Kind of under time constraints I wake up early in the morning.
You know what I do? I literally just, I put the washer fluid on and just keep going. It keeps fogging up and freezing and fogging up and freezing. I do that about 100 times and then I'm like, okay, I'm good to go.
And then you shoot through the whole gallon of the blue stuff.
Yep. And then you there's a little hole that you can see through in your windshield.
You're like driving down the road looking through that little hole. Praying that a deer doesn't come out and a cop doesn't see you.
Well, it's okay. Like, my street's like a mile long, so I have to go down that first.
Uh-huh.
And I know that street like the back of my hand, so like I'm not going to hit anything.
Right, yeah. You could just totally drove with your windshield frozen. Yeah, or you'd be like Ace Ventura. Your head out the window.
I've done that, brother.
Unbelievable. So speaking of unbelievable, let's get to a couple of things on the Biden front. From Hunter's silence to the anniversary of Joe's Tough Guy Act to actually a nice victory for parents against the Biden Education Department. We'll start with Hunter Biden as he was at some little gathering and a little function or a little ritzy soiree. And somebody with today's technology, let's face it, if you have a smartphone, you can be a journalist, you could be a media member, and you could try to ask the tough questions. You know, the questions that CBS and NBC and ABC just refuse to address, much less cover the story. Here is one, I would call it a half-hearted attempt, but I applaud the effort trying to get Hunter Biden to speak on the Twitter files.
Mr. Biden, what are you expecting from the Republican Congress?
And he just pivots away, and it was glorious. Like, Hunter Biden sees the guy, kind of looks out the corner of his eye, and then he pretends like the guy doesn't exist, and he moves on. And also, yesterday was the 3-year anniversary of Joe Biden prior to taking office as he was making his run for the presidency, and he was grilled by a media member to the point where Joe Biden said, you know what, that's not true, that's a lie, and I challenge you to a push-up contest. Let's go to the tape.
But you, on the other hand, sent your son over there to get a job and work for a gas company that he had no experience with, or nothing, in order to get access to the public, to the president. So you're selling access to the president just like you.
So you got a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has ever said that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I get up and let him go. Let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people now. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on, let's do push-ups together, man. Let's do what's wrong. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take an IQ test. Number two. No one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion. And no one has ever said it.
Now, I didn't say you were doing anything wrong.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? I bet your words straight, Jack.
But I hear on MSNBC.
Oh, you don't hear that on MSNBC. You do not hear that at all. What you heard? Look, okay, I'm not going to get you mad with you, man.
No, I don't want to
leave. Well, yeah, you do, but look, here's the deal.
It looks like you don't have any more backbone than Trump does. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Let him talk.
Any other questions?
Yeah, all right. I'm not voting for you.
Well, I mean, you think I probably stand up and vote for you? You're too old to vote for me. All right, here we go.
Well, I remember that like it was yesterday. Hard to believe that's been 3 years now.
Old. I loved the narrative when Joe Biden took office that it was like, oh, it's Grandpa Joe. He's the nice, kind old man who's going to heal a nation. Like, that is Joe Biden. That's been the Joe Biden.
Miserable curmudgeon.
Yes. That's the guy who's been has been elected official for 60 years or however long he's been in.
I'm running because I've been around for a long time. Yeah. All right, Jack? You want to do push-ups and test my fitness? I ride a bike in Delaware. Occasionally fall off it. You think I'm kidding? I mean, it's just remarkable. Yeah. So that was 3 years ago. And then happy anniversary, Joe Biden. Way to go, buddy. And then you get a rare victory. And I think as parents on this show, these are the kind of stories you like to hear as opposed to some of the, cringeworthy stories we give you on pretty close to a regular basis. But the Biden Education Department is disbanding the National Parents Council after a parental rights group has sued. So here's some of the details. So the Education Department agrees to immediately and permanently disband National Parents and Families Engagement Council. And here's a couple of bullet points for this. Taliba Hicks is a single mother who fled New York City over the vaccine mandate. She was on with Fox and Friends yesterday on Monday to discuss how policymakers have been playing chess with her kids' lives over the COVID-related policies in the classroom. The U.S. Department of Education is now disbanding its newly created National Parents Council after multiple parental rights groups have sued, alleging that it was politically biased and violated federal law. That, according to court documents filed on Monday, the department sparked a firestorm over the summer after it announced its new Parents and Families Engagement Council as a means to find, quote, constructive ways to help families engage at the local level. According to a dismissal notice filed Monday, the department has agreed to immediately and permanently disband the council and not hold any future meetings, and the groups have agreed to dismiss their lawsuit without prejudice. Here's a few quotes and a couple of other pieces of context for this story. Quote, we are gratified that Secretary Cardona's Potemkin Village Parents Council will be disbanded because families should never be used merely as props to advance progressive policies. Parental engagement is essential for students to succeed. Accordingly, it is critical that all voices and perspectives be integrated into any feedback mechanism that the Biden administration operates and that the Department of Education respect the rule of law. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona announced the council's creation in June following more than 2 years of protests from parents demanding more control in their children's education amid decisions made by the school boards surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. The parental rights group claimed in their lawsuit that the council members were allies of the Biden administration and that nearly 80% of their leaders donated to Joe Biden or other Democrats. So this to me feels like a bipartisan thing. You know, certainly conservative parents on the right side of the spectrum have been having these issues, and you have an overwhelming majority of Democrats on the other side. So this is something I think that resonates maybe where, you know, parents, regardless of political affiliation, come together. And I also think this is something that started with COVID and, you know, the virtual schooling and how children fell behind. And it seems to me that this is one of these things, and Greg Dawn, you correct me if I'm wrong or if you agree or disagree, that it's gone from parents concerned about the way their children are being handled with COVID to now the gender ideology and everything. And it's almost like an agenda down the list, bullet point by bullet point, where parents are looking at school boards and saying, you guys are going about this in an entirely different direction than I think most parents would ever like to see.
Yeah, I think most parents, because of COVID, the one good thing that came out of the homeschooling, but remote learning was that I think more parents saw what was going on in their kids' classrooms. They're like, wait a minute, what are we paying for? What are you learning about? You know what I mean? So I think it opened a lot of parents' eyes to the curriculum and, you know, different stuff that their kids were being taught.
No doubt.
Yeah, and I think on the good side, you learned as a parent which teachers are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you learned as a parent, and I've talked to so many parents who say, look, most of the teachers I'm delighted with.
Mm-hmm.
And it validated my feeling that these teachers are wonderful and patient,
right,
and have such a passion for education and for educating our kids. On the other hand, as Greg's pointing out, because you're with especially little kids or even middle school, you know, you're in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents then remote working or with the kids had a real taste of, not just a taste, were consumed.
Oh, yeah.
With what was happening in the classroom. And so much of this is simply unacceptable and inappropriate. It has nothing to do with your political ideology. It's just that some things are totally inappropriate if you have a 5-year-old or mm-hmm. a 7-year-old
yep.
or even a 10-year-old.
I mean, it's really an overstepping of the bounds
yeah.
by the educators of our society today. Final quote on this story, quote, to have a fair balance of viewpoints and competent deliberation on students' needs, there must be fairly equal representation from both sides of the political spectrum. The lawsuit stated, quote, that is not the case here as the council consists of groups that are already supportive of this administration. End quote. 855-839-1210. If you guys want to jump in, we got a lot to get to in the second hour. You're never going to believe what's going on with the CDC. We're going to give you those details coming up. Why Kamala Harris might have an edge in 2024.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what edge. What, the edge of the kitchen table? What edge are we talking about here? We'll give you those details. And then also today, another shot in Georgia for the Senate, the Georgia runoff, Warnock, Walker, what it means, big picture, and who's going to come out on top. Those details coming up next, along with some news in the 7 o'clock hour. It is Kale and Company, Nick, Greg, Dawn, and Anthony. We're right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What a great time of year, holiday season. You'll be doing a lot of driving, right, with the family in the car. You want to be ready to hit the road this holiday season. And my friends from the Piazza Auto Group have served the automotive needs of our entire region for nearly 60 years. The Piazza is just a great family and family-owned business. They've grown. They're going to help you find the right vehicle, no matter if you're leasing, financing, or purchasing a new or certified pre-owned model. 14 brands, including Honda, Acura, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, at more than 24 locations across our entire region, they're going to have a dealership right near you. Just, first of all, visit them online, piazzaautogroup.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, piazzaautogroup.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.